This recording was actually done several weeks ago before we knew anything about COVID-19 coming all across the states. However, Emerge Mothers Academy has unfailingly committed to responding to the immediate needs our mothers have, whether it be little food support, some diapers, cash to close in on a rent gap, or to try to help assist in getting childcare needs. We are responding in our regular ways and in extra ways. We have also shifted our mental health and counseling to telehealth services, and finding that women sometimes need even more emotional and social support through phone calls or FaceTime. So we are committed to doing all those things, and we need your extra help to do that. We have an additional page set up for specifically for COVID-19 fundraising, and would love your support in helping childcare, diaper, food, and rent costs that are coming for our moms. Also, Mother's Day photo shoot, you're going to hear a lot about it in today's podcast. That event may change a little with COVID-19, but we are still very committed to offering this dignifying and fun experience to moms to get a photo printed as a huge canvas as a Mother's Day gift. So we're planning to take those photos April 19th so that by Mother's Day, the women would receive them. We're still hopeful for that, but we don't know. But enjoy this podcast all about our new partner in the Mother's Day photo shoot, and stay tuned for possible date changes and every effort we possibly can make to make sure it happens. Emerge Mothers Academy is proud to present the To Emerge podcast, monthly interviews centered on empowering mothers. Our desire is to have you walk away believing that you can do this. You have the ability to rise up and the capacity to emerge. Hey, everybody. This is a really fun episode to do with our good friend Erica Morrow, who owns and photographs for Slow Road. So check out Slow Road Photo as we speak today with this wonderful woman with a huge heart of philanthropy. And the best part is we're teaming up this year to do something awesome and epic for moms. Something that we've always valued, the treasure of a portrait, but now we're going to do it with the sponsorship of Slow Road. Hey, Erica!
Hi!
So fun to have you here.
This is awesome. I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is just a sweet woman, you guys. You're just going to love this. Okay. Let's dive into photography.
Let's do it.
Why you even became a photographer and what you would say pictures mean to people.
Okay, well, I struggled for a few years as I was establishing myself as a photographer because I just was a mom with a camera. You know, like the photographer.
You know. Oh my goodness.
Yep. Yeah, my second kiddo was born. I honestly was taking my babies to the Target portrait studios to get their pictures taken. Super good deal. You can't beat it. But I wasn't loving how the pictures were looking. And I would see other people posting pictures, and it was like just a mystery. Like, how do they get those pictures where, like, the people look really, like, in focus, and then the background was really blurry? So it, like, sent me on the mission of, like, I think I can make my camera do those things. So that's been my journey. And then I started taking pictures that I liked of my own kids, and then my friends would say, hey, can you take our Christmas card pictures? Which honestly was just a hobby. I would just sit around on the weekend and YouTube just to, like, devour anything I could learn about the craft of photography. But that's how I learned it. I've always been a creator in my life. So I, like, went to college for musical theater, thought I was going to go be on Broadway. That clearly did not happen.
Really?
And then when I had little kids, I, like, made cutie little fabric flower things, and I sold them at I Like You. I mean, I've always been, like, interested in finding a way to be a creator. And I tend to be the type of person that has kind of a flash of, like, intensity for something, and then I'm ready to move on to something else. And photography for me was the first thing that I ever found myself into that was creative meets relational. And I think that's why it has stuck for me and why it has turned into what it has, as not just, like, me taking pictures, but, like, me leading and growing a bigger like collective of artists because of that relational component. Yep. So I'm like creating art, which I love, but I'm doing it in a way that's collaborative and relational and bringing people together, and all of those pieces kind of all mixed together is kind of the like secret formula for me. Right. That's created this thing that I probably will just want to do forever now.
Right, because it does give you the layers of passion that you're speaking to. You know, it moves from creativity to relationship to now you're employing other people to use their creative gifts. You know, you're broadening, you're developing, you're scaling, and then you're giving back, which I think you kind of always have had that. But now you're at a level where you're like, my give back capacity is part of what drives my company.
Well, and what's fun is that we started giving back when I was making peanuts, you know, but it still felt like a good thing to do as an extension of
totally
whatever we're making to like be generous back. We were not expecting it to grow the way it has, but the really fun side product of that is that as we've grown, then that just increases the amount that we're able to give, and it's just instilled in our business model. It's just a part of who we are now. So now I feel like it's more about like just looking into the horizon of like, okay, let's like give ourselves permission to dream even bigger dreams and have even bigger goals. And that is like, and there is nothing more exciting than thinking that the things that you love could be impacting others in a way that is like bigger than I can probably even wrap my head around right now, but I can see, I have a vision for that. And so I'm just so excited. I'm so excited for what we've been able to do and where we've been able to give in the past. I'm really excited for what our business is going to look like moving forward as we continue to grow and are able to support more women that are looking for employment under the Slow Road umbrella, but also then giving 50% of the profits that we make from our business to another organization. Like, you awesome people.
Yeah, we are. Oh, man. We didn't have really words when we first met. If you guys would have been there as flies on the wall, you would have laughed. But we were just, like, blown away. We're so excited. Do you feel like the scaling happened more with the mini sessions or with, like, family portraits or on-site, on location? Or is it this whole school photos? Like, how do these things come into your brain? Like, how are they happening?
Well, the fun thing about being an entrepreneur is that you can, like, be eating your cereal and you get an idea. And then that afternoon you can just start to do it.
True.
And see what sticks. So we've tried a lot of different things. I think what's really helped us to take off and become established is our school work, because we get to go into 25 now different schools around the Twin Cities.
It's just crazy.
We have a school of 20 kids and we have a school of 1,400 kids and everything in between, all over every corner of the Twin Cities, preschool to seniors in high school. So that really has expanded our reach into the families in the Twin Cities. So what's super fun is we'll go to the school, we'll take the pictures, the kids will have so much fun hanging out with us there. Then the parents get notified, hey, come to a mini session at the Slow Road studio. And the kiddos bring their parents for the mini session. So they walk in and I know the kids. I haven't met the parents yet, but the kids and I already have this really fun rapport, or one of my other photographers with the kids. And then we get to kind of engage with the parents and welcome them into the family as well.
Right.
So that's been a really fun loop for us. I mean, I'm a mom with elementary aged kids and I love photos more than probably anyone ever in the land. But I am such a fan of mini sessions because you really don't need more than 15 minutes. And then you can do it a couple times in a year. The stakes are low.
Yeah.
If it's a bad hair day, it's okay. It's a smaller investment. You could always try again. That's been a really, really good fit for our school families to just complete. They've got their pictures of their kids from school, and then they can come in to do like
that's
a
so
quick
smart.
Handful of family photos too. So that's kind of our favorite way. I love taking pictures of new babies in their houses. And I always get drink orders in advance. And so I bring the Starbucks because the coffee is the most important thing. You know.
Yes. And give then, the grown-ups the coffee.
Yes, yes. And then we just veg out at your house or your apartment or your parents' house or wherever the baby is. Mm. And we just take like literally a million photos mm-hmm. of every single thing about that new baby cute. To document. So we do, I mean, from the preschools that we're in, we get requests for newborn sessions from that too. But it's kind of a yeah. separate other thing that we do. And no matter how big we get with the schools and the mini sessions and all of that, like I will always yeah. leave a separate special little place in my schedule and my heart for all the babies because it's my personal fave.
No kidding. I think having kids be one of your like dominant inroads is smart because a lot of photographers are up against the opposite where they need to win over the kid mm-hmm. at a session and they're like doing goofy things and holding stuffed animals, but they come in and they already recognize you and your team, and then the mini session is easier with the family.
Yes,
that's really smart.
Totally. And we're so not what you would expect from a school photographer too. Like we all have experienced that as students ourselves, like what that moment is when you're getting your picture taken in a school. But the kids come up to us and we are like, we just love on them. Like our number one job when we're with the kids on picture day is to tell them that they are worthy and they are awesome and they are beautiful and they have value. So we just really want to be their friends. I mean, we get 30 seconds with each kid, but that is enough. If every kid could have 30 seconds of somebody just looking at them, making eye contact, telling them how awesome they are, I mean, that is like the biggest right. privilege of the work that we get to do. So then there is like the relationship there. And when we see them again at family sessions, it's not just like, oh, that's the person that was making animal noises at me while I was getting my picture taken or telling me where to put my hands on my hips. Like, oh, that's my new friend that we like laughed together. And right. that's how we want kids to leave after they've been with us. It's a huge deal that a school lets a company into their building.
True.
I mean, I consider that such a privilege. We give 10% of everything we make at the school back to the school.
Sure.
Because they are our partners. I mean, they're opening the doors and trusting us with their families and their kids, and we want it to feel like
that's smart.
We are in that together.
Right.
But I think about like 20 years ago when we all went to Olin Mills, God bless them, for a picture. You know, that was the style, the like swirly background and the frozen smiles. And that's how we did like our church directories and our family pictures. Everything was that. So I feel like those big picture companies fit in that style.
Sure, yeah,
and it
true.
Totally made sense. But nobody is taking pictures like that anymore, except our school pictures still look like it. So we just feel like, why shouldn't a school picture look like a lifestyle, candid, natural family photo session?
It should.
And it should be affordable. Every single family should be able to afford a really, really beautiful photo of their child.
Yep.
That is like our mission in life. So
do you have any students who you've had now for more than 1 year and you're looking at them and you're like, I'm watching you grow up?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, especially the schools that are K through 8, because that transition into middle school is like, you're just watching them turn into adult people,
yes.
you know?
Oh, heavens.
And it's great. I love thinking about, as a mom, I mean, I love it for my own kids, having that progression through the years with that same kind of classic look with the natural light. I mean, this is me totally geeking out as a photographer, but to like have that to mark those changes through the years as something that you will actually like hold on to and put on your wall and not stuff in your drawer.
No kidding. Right? To be proud of those steps pictures.
Yeah.
As you're walking up the steps or at grad parties.
Yes. These pictures will not be blackmail. They'll actually be something you'll want in life.
Can we get into a little bit of the plans we have with Emerge Mothers, the Mother's Day photo shoot? The
totally.
Book one, give one. I mean, tell us all the things that Slow Road is kind of linking arms with us to
do. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so fun. Well, we love mini sessions. I've already like told you why. And it's amazing. Emerge already does mini sessions. For years, you've offered that for moms around Mother's Day as a way to just showcase motherhood is the hardest, best hardest thing we'll ever do, I think. I mean, it's not something that we get a lot of pats on the back for. Most of the time we're doing it in a room by ourselves, and there's no other human to look at us yep. in the eye and say, you are killing it at being a mom. And I think we can start to feel overwhelmed and a lot over our heads. Often I know I do. So I think that having a photo of your family and you in it, not just like the mom yep. taking a picture of the kids, but like mom with kids in her arms, like we need that to like testify to the beautiful work mothers do in life.
Yep.
And they should be life-sized. I just decided. I think the canvases should be life-sized.
They're pretty big. They're so 36. Amazing. Yeah, they're big.
That's good. It's awesome. So I love what you guys already do is this beautiful afternoon of mini sessions. Mm-hmm. And then you honor these mothers with canvases with like the best photo from the session. Mm-hmm. And you deliver them, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to like see their faces when they...
Yeah, we take it in advance enough in April so yep. that they're ready on Mother's Day weekend. And either we drop them at work on Friday, meet up on Saturday, or surprise them Sunday of Mother's Day in May. And they just, oh, they fall apart. Because what a treasure to have.
Oh, wouldn't you?
That's a legacy gift.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And our donors love to sponsor the actual canvases. And this year, Slow Road's sponsoring the photography day. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah. It's dreamy.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then we have a mutual awesome friend that we both love, yes. Hanya, who's Monday Creative on Instagram. She's been doing the most beautiful work in the Slow Road studio over the yeah. last couple years. She just always comes in and makes it look great. So for Mother's Day mini sessions at the Slow Road Photo Studio, she's going to create this beautiful floral spring inspired wall. And then we're going to take all those same design elements from that and bring them over to the Emerge mini sessions so that the moms at the Slow Road sessions and the moms at the Emerge sessions all get the exact same everything. Level of quality photography, beautiful background, editing, all of it. Like the experience is going to be exactly the same for both. So yeah. we're excited about that too. I mean, just from like a quality perspective, like we just always want to give our very, very best, and every single mama deserves that. So we're yeah. just excited that like we'll get to do all the same things for all the people. So what's really fun about this partnership, though, is that we have these openings for our mini sessions in May. And every family that books one of those through Slow Road is then paying for the session for the Emerge Mama. So when you book a session through Slow Road for your family, you're taking care of your family and you're going to put on display the beauty of some other mama and her children. And we're just excited that I think the most fun thing about us choosing an organization to partner with every year is it's not just the photographers who are partnering. It's every single kid and adult that comes through the doors of our studio or we encounter at a school. Every single person has the chance to be a part of this big team that's making a big impact if yeah. we all are in it together.
It's really just, it's amazing and beautiful to think about, you know, it's a book one, give one. It's its own BOGO where you not only get the privilege and the honor of having family photos in the wonderful studio that you guys offer, but also that your gift keeps on paying forward to a family who could never justify taking the time, one, as a single mom, and two, buying themselves a session and then getting a huge canvas. Like, it just takes care of so many of those deep felt treasure, dignity moments that pictures can do for people.
Yeah. Well, we've all gotten to the end of the month and just have barely made it work. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about the things that especially moms have to provide yep. for our families. A family photo session and a canvas are not going to usually make the cut.
Not compared to food and school requirements. They just don't. Even when I was a single mom and you could say I was privileged because I had an income, but it was too small of an income to ever get a picture with me and Addie.
Right. Right.
You know, this is the heartbeat totally. Behind being like, we are doing Mother's Day photos, you know.
Every mom needs this, deserves it.
Absolutely.
Should have the opportunity to have it.
Oh my goodness, yes. And to just think that this isn't, it's not just a partnership with Emerge Mothers Academy and Slow Road Photography doing this like photo day. It's this long relationship where people who do their Mother's Day minis in your studio are also a part of the relationship, and it just keeps on giving, right? It's a canvas that will be in that mother's life forever.
That's right.
That's like, that's a long legacy of a gift.
That's right. Yeah. And what we're hoping will happen this year is that families that don't know about Emerge will come through Slow Road,
right,
and get to know you. And who knows?
I know.
I mean, the sky's the limit for how that partnership could increase exponentially,
yeah,
when you get more people behind it. And I get so excited by thinking about how much good we can do together.
I know, me too. And the more that we empower families now to stabilize and to feel worthy of the life they're living, the more like future photographers and creatives and entrepreneurs and businessmen we're making in these kiddos.
That's right.
Like the kids we're going to be shooting pictures of are going to become the future leaders. So if we can stabilize,
yes,
them now,
yes,
and make them feel worthy now, mm-hmm, we're all going to be appreciative when we're 80.
That's right. Totally.
Oh, seriously. Tell us how to join the Slow Road family by booking our own family session and then learning more about, like, you know, how do I do the BOGO? I want to,
yeah,
book with you, but make sure that my gift is giving to an inner city Emerge mom so that she gets a Mother's Day gift as well.
For sure. So the first thing you should do is go to our website, www.slowroadphoto.com. But we'll put all that in the show notes too. But once you get on our website, there's a pop-up that you'll see right away that will invite you to join the list. Most of our mini sessions sell out before they like ever become,
oh my,
word on the street,
okay,
for the public, which is part of the fun of being in the family because,
right, you get the heads up.
Yeah, I feel like the people in our community get like the first fruits of what we've got to offer. So if you jump on our email list, you'll always be the first one to hear about when those sessions are being offered. You can book your Mother's Day mini session right now on the website as well. Just click the tab, book a mini, and you'll see it'll...
Love it.
It'll walk its way through for you.
Love
on
it.
Its own.
And if you are a single mom who's tuning into this and you are local to the Twin Cities, we would love to have you join our mini sessions. And the photographers at Slow Road are going to sponsor that whole day so that we can get a beautiful canvas into your hands for Mother's Day. EmergeTwinCities.org, or you can email Becca at EmergeTwinCities.org to be sure that you are one of our single moms who will get that portrait. And if you can book through Slow Road, slowroadphoto.com, and find the mini session for Mother's Day that will be specifically designated to this event with Emerge, or any minis you do with Erica and the Slow Road team all year long will benefit what we are doing with single moms to empower them and raise up the next generation with stability. Well, Erica, in closing, will you just impart upon us, you know, one of these like mantras that you carry as both a mom, as an entrepreneur, and you, as you juggle both, just speaking into the lives of moms, especially when you look at them through the lens or look at them as a fellow mom, like just impart something on us that can inspire us and leave us with a good word.
Like I mentioned earlier, I think it's really easy to start to believe that we are doing this by ourselves. And as soon as we get in that mindset, I think what comes next are just all those lies about the not enoughness around our mothering, that we don't have enough resources, we don't have enough patience, we don't have enough energy. And then I think what even can happen beyond that is you start to look around at the other mothers who look like maybe they showered that day and you did not, or brushed their teeth that day and you just did not. And it can just plummet your sense of worth. And I think the invitation for all of us in our mothering, regardless of your relationship status, your job status, your street address, all the things that we look at that can divide us, I think the invitation is for us to open our eyes to all the ways that we are in this together, that we would like join hands with each other and be community for each other and support for each other. It's amazing what that look across the Target aisle of empathy can do to another mother who's struggling. And in 5 minutes, it'll be us. And to just allow our journey of mothering to be something that we're not afraid to look up and find the commonalities, opposed to trying to compare and do it alone. We weren't built for that. I don't think we were made to do this by ourselves. And if mothering is really hard and overwhelming, I think we also need to give ourselves permission to like acknowledge that, you know, to like take our eyes off of Instagram and to just look at our lives and say like, yeah, it is hard. The things we're doing are incredibly difficult things, and then be proud of yourself for doing it. You know, don't just leave it there.
Absolutely.
Like, give yourself a giant hug and cup of coffee. Give yourself some slack and like, don't be afraid to ask for help.
I couldn't agree more. And I think as we build up community rather than comparison, we need to acknowledge where we really are at. Like you said, what is the reality of where you're at? And then be ready to say that it takes a village. And then you know what, village? We better all be ready to believe that.
That's
if
right.
It takes a village, then we all need to start contributing. And this is like one small token of how we're doing that. We're paying it forward and we're blessing others with photos. But what other big ways are on the horizon for us to build a village?
Yeah, I love that. I love it. I think it's easy to look around and feel like, oh, this is like there's some big problems, and we live in a crazy world. There's so much stuff that is out of our control. Mm. So when you're presented with opportunities for like little things that you can do.
Oh man, seize it.
It's really those little things that change the whole ball game.
I agree.
And we're in it.
And you are. Slow Road is doing it. Oh man, thank you so much, Erica. We're so excited to have Slow Road with us and to just surprise moms on Mother's Day weekend. Be sure, if you would like to book in Erica's studio, go to slowroadphoto.com and find that mini session. And we would love to see so many of you at the Mother's Day photo shoot through Emerge Mothers Academy with our great partner, Slow Road Photo. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the To Emerge podcast. If you take a second to please subscribe and also leave us a review, more people will find us. A big thanks to Jessica Manning for our music and our producer, Laurel Goulson. And now, as you go about your day, remember, you have choice over who you are. You get to choose how and when you rise up. You will emerge.